Head out 40 miles southeast of Paris, near the town of Rosay-en-Brie, and tucked between a field of freshly sprouted winter wheat and an open poplar forest, you might notice oil wells 6 and 29. The wells were drilled 25 years ago during a mini oil boom in the region, but shut down after a few years. Now they're up and running again as test wells. The Canadian firm Vermilion Energy believes they may hold the key to a vast resource a mile and a half below the surface.
The people on the drilling rig, they know by the flowback what they get out of the well, and they knew already that there is oil.
Patrick Manger runs Vermilion's operation in what's known as the Paris Basin. He says rig operators and oil companies have known for a long time that the small amount of oil pumped out here over the years is part of a much larger deposit. But most of the petroleum here is trapped inside fine-grained rock called shale. It's difficult and expensive to get out, and for years it wasn't worth the cost. But these days, oil prices are high, and there's a new technology that makes it easier to get at the resource.
You have to do a fracture job, you know, to open the stone where the oil is trapped. Yeah.
The new technology is called hydraulic fracturing. It was developed in the U.S., and it involves injecting huge amounts of water mixed with small amounts of chemicals deep underground to break apart the shale. Manger says tests using the two wells here show that it works.
Sure, there's oil. That's something for sure.
Potentially enough oil that 10 companies are competing for a piece of the action. They want to explore more than 50,000 square miles of fields and forests around the Seine and Marne rivers east of Paris. Charles Lamiro, who's in charge of oil exploration for the French Energy Ministry, says the oil represents both a potential windfall for France and a huge problem.
Aujourd'hui, en France, on produit seulement 1% de ce que l'on consomme.
Today in France, we produce 1% of the petroleum we use. If we could increase that to 5%, that would be very important. It would be oil that we don't have to buy from a developing country, and it would improve our trade balance.
Eh bien, là, c'est un problème essentiel.
But we also know that one of the essential problems is the impact on the environment, and we'll have to do the most we can to minimize that.
Minimiser au maximum.
Lamiro points to three major concerns. One is water. On average, the hydraulic fracturing process for each well uses as much water as 100,000 French people use in a day. The second concern is potential contamination of both the soil and the groundwater. And the third is the large number of wells needed to extract the oil, 10 to 20 times as many as are used in conventional drilling. These have all caused a backlash against hydraulic fracturing in parts of the U.S., and French environmentalists fear they could be devastating to a region here that's produced large quantities of vegetables, grain, and brie cheese for centuries. Marie-Paul Duflo walks through a dormant wheat field at the edge of the village of Civry. The Paris Basin shale sits under the most fertile farmland in France. It's crucial to the country's food supply and its character. Duflo runs the local environmental group Nature and Environment 77. She points out the things she likes most about this part of the country: the gently rolling prairie, the 10th century yellow stone church, the chance to see deer or wild boar at sunset. Duflo says people long ago got used to seeing the occasional oil rig in the area, but she was shocked to learn about the much more ambitious plans.
Et ça nous affole un peu parce qu'on n'a pas envie de voir se transformer ce paysage là.
It's frightening because we don't want to see the countryside transformed into fields of oil derricks. There's already a water shortage here, and if the oil industry takes off, it could be even worse.
The industry says it's working to reduce the amount of water that's needed for the fracturing process, and companies say that done correctly, the technology presents no risk of water or soil contamination. For its part, the French government says it's prepared to do whatever it takes to protect the environment, even if that means putting strict limits on the number of wells. And that's where things get sticky. Vermilion's vice president of European operations, Peter Sider, says limits that are too strict could kill the project. He acknowledges that developing the shale oil here could have a significant impact on the surface, but he says that as long as people need oil, there will have to be some trade-offs.
Unfortunately, the reality of the life on the world today is we're dependent on hydrocarbons. There is a number of green alternatives, but economically they don't compete with oil at current prices. As long as hydrocarbons are relatively cheap, then we're addicted to it.
France is working to reduce its dependence on fossil fuels, although less aggressively than some of its neighbors. Meanwhile, environmentalists here, like Marie-Paul Duflot, are just starting to learn about the hydraulic fracturing process and what it might mean for the Paris Basin. And on that point, at least, they're in much the same boat as the oil companies. Vermilion Energy says it will take several years of expensive exploration just to figure out the commercial potential of this new oil frontier. For The World, I'm Anita Ilache, Seine-et-Marne, France.